In a televised address to the nation today, Pakistani leader Pervez Musharraf says he doesn't want a war with India, but that his country will continue to support what he called the freedom struggle over Kashmir. Tension between the two nuclear-armed countries increased over the weekend after Pakistan test-fired several missiles capable of delivering nuclear warheads. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Islamabad.
If world leaders had hoped for an easing in the standoff between Pakistan and India, President Musharraf's speech may have disappointed them. When speaking in English, the Pakistani leader was conciliatory, in his native Urdu, defiant.
The entire nation is with us. We'll shed the last drop of our blood to protect the motherland. Conflict is at its summit. The danger of war is still there.
Though the breast-beating comments in Urdu were aimed towards a domestic audience, his brief statement in English was clearly geared towards the international one.
Pakistan does not want war. Pakistan will not be the one to initiate war. We want peace in the region.
India has accused Pakistan of helping Kashmiri militants who are suspected of carrying out dozens of attacks against Indian military and civilian sites over the past 5 months. Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee says that Muslim separatists from Pakistan are infiltrating the Indian-ruled part of Kashmir. Tonight, Musharraf denied it, but he underscored Pakistan's political support for the separatists.
Maqbooza Kashmir mein tehreek-e-azadi jari hai.
I do want to clear one point, that in the occupied Kashmir, the freedom struggle is an ongoing struggle, that if any action takes place against the Indian aggression, Pakistan can not be held responsible.
India has massed hundreds of thousands of soldiers along the so-called line of control that splits Kashmir into a Pakistani side and an Indian side. Earlier this month, at least 35 Indian soldiers and civilians died after suspected Muslim separatists attacked an Indian military base. Over the weekend, at least a dozen Pakistani civilians were killed after Indian troops launched mortar attacks across the line of control. Tonight, Musharraf called on world leaders to pressure India to end the standoff.
I urge the world community to ask India to move towards normalization of relations.
Over the weekend, Russian President Vladimir Putin offered to host the two leaders at a summit in Kazakhstan next week. Pakistan has accepted the invitation. India remains undecided. On Sunday, India's Prime Minister told reporters he was running out of patience with what he called Pakistan's failure to crack down on separatists. Pakistan and India have gone to war 3 times in the past 50 years, twice over Kashmir. In an ominous sign, Musharraf opted to wear his military uniform tonight, rather than the suit and tie he's favored of late.
We are not the ones who will be impressed by the threats of our enemy. We will face whatever may come with our strength and patience. Islam is a religion of peace. But if war is imposed on Muslims, then Muslims do not show cowardice.
Tomorrow, British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw will meet with Pakistani leaders to try and broker an agreement before setting off for New Delhi. Guy Raz, NPR News, Islamabad.